Lube shopping today. Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Robin Cole of Pawnee Mental Health. And Robin, we were talking over the break, and you mentioned it in that last segment, talking a lot about Medicaid expansion and the possible, I guess, with the new governor, I think just anyway, with that transition, you feel like there's could be some change in the air. And we've seen that in the legislature. As you mentioned, they did pass Medicaid expansion, but it was vetoed by Governor Brownback. And it seems like there is a lot of push to maybe revisit that here this year.
Yeah, I think that anything could not happen, certainly. But I think this session is going to be really interesting. I'm going to be really curious to see how the new governor, what impact he has on how things move through the legislature this spring.
Go ahead. What would Medicaid expansion, say they did pass it and the governor signs it, what would that mean for facilities like Pawnee Mental Health?
Well, what it would mean potentially is that there would be more people who currently have no health insurance who are coming to receive services at Pawnee Mental Health, who would then have Medicaid as a payer source for their mental health services. And that could be a real benefit to just the healthcare system across the state in general. More people who go to emergency rooms would have a health payer instead of not having any payer source at all. More people who need to access primary care would have a health insurance payer source rather than no payer source at all. There's research that shows, too, that people who don't have health insurance oftentimes they'll not reach out for services, whether we're talking about mental health services or physical health services. And so then whatever health condition they're dealing with just sort of lingers, and individuals' health tends to decline when they don't reach out and receive the services they need. And mental health is no different than physical health. When we intervene sooner and provide the kind of services that people need early on, that can help reduce the progression of the illness or the progression of the disease, the progression of the condition. And it's less expensive to treat a condition when it's early in its development rather than when it's later in its development or if it's in an acute kind of a phase.
And it seems like a lot of folks, no matter what your party affiliation is, just it seems like the community in general, across the state here in Manhattan, everybody, I feel like, supports the idea of folks who may be going through some mental health issues to go ahead and get that help. If anybody's been paying attention to the news headlines that we've even had here on KMAN this month, there's a need. We're dealing with some issues in our society when it comes to mental health.
I think that's true. The Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas had its first legislative reception last week, and six of Pawnee's legislators were in attendance at that legislative reception. And our legislators represent both parties, Democrats and Republicans. And I can confirm for you that they are all saying that increasingly they're hearing people talk about mental illness in their communities, substance use disorders in their communities, and the impact that is having on local communities. And so it does not break down along party lines. They're all seeing it. They're all hearing about it. They're all really wrestling with what they, in their roles as legislators, should be looking at and should be doing, and recognizing that it is a significant issue in our communities.
And I do want to say that it does feel like, at least here in Manhattan, we are seeing some progress. I think Pawnee and RCPD partnering up for those mental health responders at the police station, it seems like that's been a very successful thing that everybody's had a lot of good things to say about.
I think so. You know, I was looking at some statistics last week that focused on just the number of emergency screens that we've done between 2016 and 2017. And these emergency screens would be of individuals in the community who are experiencing acute, distressing psychiatric symptoms. And I don't have those statistics with me today, but we saw significant increases just between 2016 and 2017 in the number of emergency evaluations we did in Riley County. And what's interesting to me, and I haven't done this research yet to take a look at how often or how many of those increased emergency psychiatric screens had a connection to our mental health co-responder, but I do think it's an interesting coincidence that at the same time that we're providing this community service, where we're reaching out to and identifying more individuals in the community in need, that we're also seeing an increase in the number of evaluations that are being provided for emergency evaluations. The other thing that was very interesting about the statistics I looked at was that the number of people who are so ill that they need to be hospitalized on an involuntary basis has also increased significantly in Riley County.
Very good information, as always. Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. You always bring so much, I feel like we never able to get to it, but you'll be back again soon, I'm sure. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to all our guests this morning. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
And, of course, you'll be able to hear our segments of In Focus online later today at newsradiokman.com. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas will be one of our featured guests tomorrow.